A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening. It's 6:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have a few clouds, 37 degrees.
Still sluggish on the south end of the valley. I'm Len Thomas.
KSL's top story. An Army pilot from Utah who lost his life in Afghanistan was laid to rest this afternoon in Brigham City. People who knew him say support has been overwhelming from people who never met him. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with the story.
Kirk Takeshi Fujigami is one of two pilots who died while providing cover for ground troops in the Logar province. His friend Tyson Roberts has known him since flight school.
I'm very grateful that I was able to do something to honor Kirk and to give back for what he gave to us.
He says Fujigami had two lifelong dreams, to fly and raise a family. And he had just begun his second dream in March by marrying his wife, Mackenzie. Pilot Nathan Salisbury says Fujigami knew from an early age he wanted to fly the Apache. He says Fujigami's wife was overwhelmed to see strangers lining the streets with flags in his honor.
The whole family's grateful for everything that they've done, for the support that she feels.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:31. Seems like we hear about a new scam every day. Maria Soleos is here with one right here in Utah.
Jeff, a Salt Lake City woman is warning of an employment scam that cost her thousands of dollars. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
It was a call about a personal assistant position that cost Ivy Nelson Baker $5,000. According to her, she was sent a $5,000 check, which she deposited. Then shortly afterward, she was instructed by the employer to redirect the same amount elsewhere. She did so, but less than a week later, the initial check came back with non-sufficient funds. After calling her bank, it turns out that she wasn't the only victim of this.
She had just helped somebody else with the same exact problem earlier that day.
Baker would encourage others to run all job opportunities and payment by a third party first, something she didn't do. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour, a new front in the college admissions cheating scandal. ABC's Aaron Katursky with more.
For the first time since the scheme was announced back in March, a parent has been accused of cheating after her son was already in college. Karen Littlefair of Newport Beach, California, has agreed to plead guilty to a charge of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. Court records said she paid scheme mastermind Rick Singer $9,000 to have someone take online classes for her son to help him graduate from Georgetown.
Littlefair is the 36th parent charged in the scandal. The House Judiciary Committee has been hearing closing arguments both for and against President Trump's impeachment. During today's hearing, Republican Congressman Doug Collins focused on Joe Biden's anti-corruption efforts in Ukraine during his time as vice president. Biden threatened to withhold a $1 billion loan to Ukraine until the country's top prosecutor, who was widely considered corrupt, was fired.
Joe Biden, of everybody that we discussed about, is the only one that's done a quid pro quo. He's the only one that's used taxpayer dollars to actually threaten a foreign government. And yet we're sitting here pretending that this is not happening. We're sitting here pretending that a president of the United States now would not be concerned.
It's the start of a busy 2 weeks on Capitol Hill, which is expected to end with a full House vote on impeachment before Christmas. The Justice Department's Inspector General has released a report on the Trump-Russia probe, finding several procedural mistakes by the FBI, but no political bias. The GOP is focusing on the errors, with Senator Lindsey Graham telling reporters his party will hold a hearing Wednesday to discuss ways to prevent such a thing from happening in the future.
This is a sad day. This is a dangerous set of circumstances, but there are better days ahead.
The Inspector General said the FBI, despite its errors, was justified in launching the probe. Hillary Clinton isn't running for president, but a new poll has her as the top Democratic choice. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
A recent Harvard-Harris poll has Clinton edging out Joe Biden and far ahead of Bernie Sanders as the top Democrat in the race for the party's nomination. The online survey taken at the end of last month asking Democratic voters who they'd vote for if Clinton or John Kerry were in the race. Clinton has repeatedly said she's not running for president again, but has said many have asked her to. As for those who are in the race, the poll has Biden as the front runner, followed by Sanders, then Elizabeth Warren. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
It was the apparent gift within the gift of a friar that gets a man in hot water. ABC's Chuck Sievertson has more.
Narcotics officers were able to intercept a package headed to a man's Louisville, Kentucky home, and they got a search warrant to collect it once delivered. In it, a Hamilton Beach appliance noted in this commercial.
It's so easy to get started with the Power Air Fryer. In only seconds, you can go from taking it out of the box
to grabbing the 7 plastic packets that cops say were inside the fryer. Inside those,
let's take a look.
20 pounds of meth, estimated value 100 grand.
You don't have to wait around for the unit to heat up.
No word if the recipient was going to cook the meth in there. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And iPhone users, listen up. CNN reports Apple might be ditching the Lightning charging cable. Industry experts say the company might switch its premium models to completely wireless devices, but you can breathe easy. It probably won't happen before 2021. KSL News Time, 6:35.
So, Ricky, I'm in the news business, right? And
yes.
So sometimes news smacks me in the face, and I don't even recognize it. There's an ambulance outside the window right here. What's
Turn
going
around,
on?
Look okay. out the window. Yeah, it's a crash. We heard it come over the scanners, being reported as a crash with injuries right outside KSL studio. It's southbound 3rd West, 5500 North. That's Broadcast House, and it is blocking left lanes of traffic. We also have a crash in Taylorsville, Redwood Road, 5600 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
No, I'm chuckling. This doesn't seem too serious. Just from looking at it.
Oh, okay, good.
I hope. KSL News Time, 6:36.